I did see a story when I was looking at CBSSports.com and their mock draft that Dennis Dodd, who is one of the most respected college football writers, I looked at the headline and then I said, okay, I got to read this story. It said, "Hope feels lost at Michigan in 2020. Looks to be the end, the road for Jim Harbaugh." And that's not a boys to men song. That is a headline. And then the sub headline says, "A breakup between a Michigan man and the Wolverines will not be easy, but it appears necessary." I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but I will read that first paragraph. "If form holds, Jim Harbaugh will not leave Michigan quietly. That much seems certain during these troubling times. Hey, that's entertainment. The ultimate Michigan man who rode into town with the promise of nobody having it better is darn close to hitting rock bottom at his alma mater. The indicators are all there that this is Harbaugh's last year with the Wolverines. The 1-3 start is the program's worst since 1967, 2 years before Bo arrived. There has been a disturbing and ongoing inability to develop quarterbacks. That deficiency played into only a fraction of a 28-0 halftime deficit Saturday night against Wisconsin, the largest halftime deficit in Michigan Stadium's 93-year history. Harbaugh has not landed a top 50 quarterback in his previous six recruiting classes. That's 300 players. So the job has been thrown open for competition. They do have that J.J. McCarthy, who's a stud. He would go against that, but coming in next year, so what are you going to do? Are you going to wait for a couple, 3 years to see if he pans out, so we'll be looking at year 10 for Harbaugh? That's not in the column. That was kind of my opinion mixed in. You could really kind of read the college football writer and then my opinion that just mixed in as I'm reading it, right? Doc goes on to write, "It looked on Saturday like the Wolverines lost what coaches like to call their, quote, compete level against the Badgers. Asked the mood of the team Monday, Michigan quarterback Jamon Green said, quote, it's kind of down right now. It will be on Harbaugh," as I read Dennis Dodd at CBSSports.com, "to get that move back up 5 weeks into his sixth season at Michigan. Asked specifically if the buy-in, that compete level, was still there for his players, Harbaugh said, quote, just like we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves, we're not going to make any excuses either. This is not stopping, not slowing down. Confidence really is faith. Faith that you can find a way to get the job done." Is that a speech from the Republican or Democrat convention? That's coach speak, man. You don't need that. We need to step up like Mel Tucker's doing right now, basically sending a message to his players. All jobs are open. But there weren't expectations for Michigan State, and there were realistic expectations for Michigan. Nobody expected this team to beat Ohio State in Columbus with or without the pandemic. But they expected this team to be much more competitive than what everybody has witnessed the last three games. And that is the alarm that is raging out of Ann Arbor right now. Because they're going into a Rutgers game where you're asking yourself, I don't care if you're a Michigan fan or you're part of the Michigan media, you don't know if they're going to win the game. And this is a Michigan program just a few years removed from almost putting 80 up on Rutgers. I won't say it's the end of the road, and I won't bust out my Boys to Men CD or search Apple Music for Is This the End of the Road with Huge and Boys to Men. My version is better than any version that ever made the radio. I did it on karaoke, and people are like, my God, you're better than Boys to Men. They had better show up every game the rest of the year, or Ward Manuel and the true decision makers will be the boosters and the money donors. If Harbaugh has lost them, he will not get a new contract and he won't be back. It is business, folks. He has paid over $8 million, which is fourth highest in college football going into this season. And it's business. It's not personal. Lloyd was pushed out and he fought back. Rich Rod was pushed out. Hoke was pushed out. When you look at the political and money strength at the University of Michigan that extends to their donors and their boosters, and I'm not talking about you or me right now. I'm doing a talk show and you're a season ticket, Meyer gear buying fan. It's the boosters and the donors, and I don't need the weekly Monday after we got our ass kicked coach speak. You figured out four games in you need a quarterback competition? Is there some reason when you were up 35 against Minnesota that you didn't get McNamara some reps in a blowout game? Same thing we've talked about Milton from last year. They are a poorly coached football team in all phases. Can't decide on a kicker. Can't decide on a quarterback. Can't decide what coverage you're going to run. Man zone. Can't give a DB help when he's getting smoked by Rocky Lombardi, who now is in a quarterback fight for his playing life in East Lansing. So I don't need the coach speak. I don't need the rah, rah, we're going to do the effort and we're going to believe, and faith is confidence and confidence is faith, and Faith Hill married Tim McGraw, and Faith No More is one of my favorite 80s bands. I don't need that garbage. I don't. What I need is a coach to say, this is an underachieving team. Execution, game plans, in-game adjustments. My God, when I'm listening to Harbaugh right now, I feel like I'm watching a Matt Patricia Monday after a Lions game. But the Lions won. So right now in the race to relativity, the Lions are the team we're hanging our hat on from last weekend. Jim Harbaugh is paid over $8 million. His coordinators are paid as well as anybody in college football. Jim Harbaugh was hired to build Michigan or rebuild them into a champion first at the Big Ten level. And then, based on his pay, based on the power of the Block M, based on the money connected to Michigan with the facility upgrades, Jim Harbaugh was supposed to move into the same building as Oklahoma, Alabama, and Ohio State and Clemson that all have penthouse suites. And it's not happening. The players aren't improving in season. Too many running backs, too many quarterbacks. Not enough focus on your speed receivers. And not just a straight fly pattern down the sideline where a solid DB from Wisconsin can get good position. I'm talking creativity. When you're running everybody deep, here comes somebody underneath. Oh, we've seen Ohio State do that in own Michigan. We watched Ricky White look like he was Jerry Rice when Michigan State owned Michigan. Indiana had their way. Wisconsin had their way. We're talking about worst start since 1967. Dodd's column mentioned the biggest deficit at halftime and home in the history of the Big House, and I'm going to get coach speak? It's nothing personal. It's a business. They get paid to coach and develop players and win trophies and rings. I get paid to deliver an opinion. Jim Harbaugh is a hell of a family man. His family is awesome. This is about the fact that he was brought in. It's the same thing like Patricia, and I'll make that comparison. 9-7 wasn't good enough for Jim Caldwell or Bob Quinn, the GM. So we'll say Ward Manuel and the boosters become Bob Quinn and the ownership, right? Because at the end of the day, the school can have the name, but it's the donations and the money, especially during this pandemic, that will guide the future of Michigan athletics. You can get on your high horse. Well, they're student athletes, and this is about a degree. Now it's about the amount of money that's donated so your football program can keep other scholarship athletes, men and women, and their teams and their sports alive and competing. Michigan football is an embarrassment right now, nationally and across the state of Michigan. As we sit here on the eve of Western and Central playing for the D1 football State of Michigan championship tomorrow night, and you watch Tim Lester, or you watch CMU, and you see how much better they're coached than Michigan. And I'll even go as far as right down the road from the big house in Ypsilanti at Eastern. I watched two high school teams in Whitehall and Forest Hills Eastern on Friday night in the Michigan High School Football D4 District Final. I watched their coaching staffs play call and make in-game adjustments on both sides better than I watched what Michigan did in primetime TV on Saturday night against Wisconsin. It is about coaching. It's about developing players. It's not just about recruiting, because I'll make that NFL comparison again. Recruiting would be free agency or drafting, right? And you look at the Lions, they can get high draft picks. They can have all that salary cap money, and they're close to being the same old Lions, and we'll see what happens in this Carolina, Houston, and Chicago three-game run. You watched the Bears last night. My God, how Nick Foles still is their quarterback is beyond me. Why they ever switch from Trubisky? He gave him some wheels to run when the pocket was breaking down. Nagy is horrible as the head coach in Chicago. But Jim Harbaugh's been given everything to make Michigan a national powerhouse again. And it was building that first couple of years, what he did with Jake Rudock, and then, you know, the infamous spot, and you start to look at those first 2 years, and the building blocks were there, and I'm like, you know what? He is going to be Jesus Harbaugh. And then you get this attrition of coaches coming and going, and players coming and going, and people saying, well, that's just part of college football. Nah, consistency, as Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com said yesterday, is the most important part of a program. Even Cousins struggles. He's on his third offensive coordinator in 3 years with the Vikings. Played great last night out of Holland for our listeners on 99.7 FM and AM 1450 WHTC, and also a former Spartan. Vikings are coming. They actually showed the graphic last night during Monday Night Football, speaking of the Lions, that the Lions are in the playoff hunt in the NFC. And they talked about the Lions and the Vikings road right now in the easy games they have coming up. If Jim Harbaugh loses to Rutgers, then I believe there's no chance he comes back next year. You look at their finish, and I don't see a guaranteed W, and that's sad. You can look what coaching has done with Greg Schiano and Rutgers in less than a calendar year. And we watched Hulk with Rich Rod's players do better than he did with his own players. And we watched Jim Harbaugh with Hoke's players do better than he's done with his own players. What is that? Is it the assistants? Is it the players not connecting with Harbaugh? Because you'll say they had to connect because they signed with him. They were recruited by him. At some point, the conversation that their high school coach, their parents, their family had with Harbaugh had to sell them on playing for the guy. But then you get to the point where you come into the program and it's a different. What I hear from some former players is that there's a huge disconnect with Harbaugh and the team and some of the assistant coaches. And you've seen that again, this cycle of guys in and out and a lot of change when you go and look at those first 2 years and then you look at everything that's happened since. The only answer is winning football games. The only thing that will save Jim Harbaugh at Michigan is winning. Not beating Ohio State, but competing against them. Not that a moral victory will do anything, but you can't go into Rutgers weekend wondering if you're going to be able to win and, oh, we got a quarterback battle, we got injuries. You're Michigan. You're too big. It should be next man up. Harbaugh's been there long enough to have second and third teamers that should be the next man. Ohio State flushes out NFL pick after they deal with injuries, and they have the next man up. Alabama, same thing. Next man up. Clemson, Oklahoma, I'm talking about the powers. And that's why Jim Harbaugh was hired in Ann Arbor and why he is paid over $8 million a year. He isn't paid the fourth highest paycheck in college football to wonder if Michigan can beat Rutgers this weekend or be down 28-0 and completely lost at home against Wisconsin and a young quarterback. And at the end, there's a backup quarterback, there's a freshman running back, there's a seldom used fullback, and Michigan can't get the ball back in a blowout. Things aren't good on the field, and I don't think they're good off the field. And that combination, and I've been doing this for 29 years, usually can't be repaired. And you can talk about, well, we need to get our guys. You know, Patricia, I make these correlations between Patricia and Harbaugh. Well, we can get our guys. No, Matt Patricia, you weren't hired to change the culture. You were hired to take the Lions from 9-7 to a 10-6, 11-5, hopefully NFC North champion and a consistent playoff team like you were a part of. Not to the level of Super Bowl championships. We're just talking about winning a damn playoff game in Detroit. And Jim Harbaugh was hired to reinvent the championship path for Michigan football, a university that has never been to the Big Ten championship football game. Never. And they're going the other way right now. So when I was looking at the NBA mock draft at CBSSports.com and I saw Dennis Dodd's story, the headline I think fits right now. Hope feels lost at Michigan, and 2020 looks to be the end of the road for Jim Harbaugh.